Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Favorite players wore number 33 for the Chicago Bears. Peanut Tillman was a great defensive back, played 12 years for the Chicago Bears, perfected the peanut punch, and was always happy when we spoke to him on the radio. Well, Peanut Tillman is rowing a boat from St. Joseph, Michigan to Chicago this Monday on Labor Day, and number 33, Peanut Tillman, joins us now. How are you, brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. I have a few questions for you to start out, okay?
Okay. Let me see if I can answer them.
Do you have any experience as a rower?
Absolutely not.
The boat that you are rowing, you built this boat yourself. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever built a boat before?
No. No experience.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Peanut. Aren't you afraid of large bodies of water?
Yes, I am. I'm terrified of, especially being in a little rowboat. I am.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? You have to explain this to me.
Well, you know, my rowing partner, Jake Beckley, he's raising money for neuroblastoma research.
Yes.
And the more I think about it, and I'm raising money for the Cornerstone Foundation. We help chronically and critically ill children. So I think about what Jake is doing, and I think about the kids that have cancer, and they deal with chemotherapy and what chemotherapy does to the body and hair, and it wipes out your immune system, and you're sick. And yeah. I think about these kids in the hospital that can't leave, and they're in the hospital for 9 months at a time.
Right.
And they're waiting on a heart. We're rowing 65 miles across Lake Michigan. Yeah, it's going to suck for 24 hours. These kids have to deal with the hand they're dealt for months and years at a time. Like, it's their life.
Right.
So, you know, I can tough it out. I can tough it out for 24 hours if these kids have to do it for a lifetime. I think it's a great way for us to raise money for two great foundations.
Right.
You know, and I'm really excited to do it. And it's, you know, life's about taking chances. And yeah, this might be a crazy one. But yeah.
Well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Peanut, you're also raising money to financially support these families of these child cancer patients because, you know, they're in the hospital for 6 months, 8 months to a year. These parents have to leave their jobs. They have to leave their house. Where does the money come from? That's where some of the money that you're raising this week.
From you, me, us, donors.
Right.
You know, a lot of these families can take care of themselves, but they've been dealt an unpleasant situation. And a lot of the time what we see is I'll give you a story, 30-second story. You know, there's a dad who has a job, a good paying job, but he had to take off because he takes his daughter to go get chemo. And he has a wife, a good loving wife, and she was working, but she got sick. She got cancer. So
the dad
has to take off to take his wife to chemo and his daughter to chemo. And they're working off of one paycheck, and they need, you know, they were a two paycheck household. But with bills and medical expenses, the stuff adds up.
Right.
You know, mortgage, utilities, you know. So our Cornerstone Foundation, we're able to come in and write a micro grant to that family.
Right.
And we give 80-85% of what we raise, we give back to our programs. And that's something very unique and different, you know, what we do with our foundation. It's myself, my wife, and my sister-in-law, and an accountant. We're the three people that run it, and everything else is just volunteer.
Right. We're talking with Peanut Tillman. He's going to be rowing from St. Joseph, Michigan to Chicago on Monday. So you're leaving Monday at 3. It's 24 hours, so you're going to reach Chicago sometime Tuesday afternoon. Is that right?
Probably Tuesday morning. So we just got off of, and it's fresh off the press. we just got off a conference call with our people, the logistics crew, and I think we're going to bump it up to about 10 o'clock Sunday, or excuse me, 10 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay.
Because the weather on Tuesday isn't looking so hot, so we're going to bump it up a couple hours to try to beat the storm.
65 miles nonstop. You built this boat. Who did you build it with?
Jake Beckley. So Jake Beckley, he's not a rower. I call him a nerd because he's a executive at Fusion 92 downtown. He's the Mel Gibson of what women want at his company.
Really?
He's a marketing genius.
Okay.
You know, and he didn't row crew at Harvard or, you know, he's not like one of the Winklevoss twins in Social Network or the social media Facebook movie. He's not one of them. He's just a normal average dude, average body who came up with this great idea to build a boat and raise money for cancer, for neuroblastoma. And
right.
I was like, you know what? I'm willing to do that, man. I like what you're doing. I like what you stand for. And I like to associate myself with people like that. And here we are.
Of course.
Months later, building this rowboat. Man, I can't be more excited.
A few days away. Have you been training for this?
I have. We've been, so we started building the boat in, January.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been training since January.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you know, Lake Michigan is like an ocean. The weather and the water pattern can change in an instant. Very dangerous. And I hope to God that you've been training on the lake. I'm sure you have.
Yeah. I was out there this morning.
Okay. And what have we learned? Anything?
Yeah, it's unpredictable. It's unpredictable. That's what I've learned.
How can people?
And that hasn't helped me. I'm still not a water guy. Although I'm thinking about buying a boat now. So if anyone out there has got a boat that they're, you know, that they can't afford anymore, if they're losing it in a divorce, call me. I might get it from you. I have cash.
I'm sure somebody has a guy. We're talking with Charles Peanut Tillman. By the way, where can people donate, Peanut?
Row4kids.org. Right now we have a campaign because it's 65 miles from St. Joe, Michigan to 31st Street Harbor, downtown Chicago. It's 65 miles. So we're asking 650 people to donate $65. We're about 200 people, 200 and some change.
Okay.
You know, but if you want to donate, row4kids.com, row4kids.com. Row4kids.org.
Got it. Row4kids.org. Okay. Can we talk Bears real quick before you go to bed?
Yeah, let's.
What's your prediction for the season? I said 10-6.
10-6 would be great. The biggest thing I tell people is this is the first time they made it to the playoffs since 2012, and we had a great season. I don't want us Bears, our team, to continue to hang on last year's success. I hope this team has really swallowed their pride. I shouldn't even say swallowed their pride. I just like they've refocused and rededicated themselves to the season, because as hard as last season was, it'll be twice as hard this year.
Right.
And I think Coach Nagy is the guy to take them there. And I like his attitude and his energy. And the players, the team, they really respond well to him. Kind of like how we did when Lovie Smith was here.
Right.
And you can tell a lot about a team, how they play for their coach. And this team right now that we have, they really like their coach, and they want to play for him. So I'm thinking we're going to be really good. I'm excited about it, just like everyone else. And the good thing about being retired, I'm a fan just like you guys. I have stock in the team just like everybody else, and I want them to just succeed and do well. And I'm upset when they lose. I'm happy when they win.
Right.
You know. But yeah, I'm a fan. I love tailgating, and I love talking to other Bear fans. And if you're actually going to the game, if you're going to the Bears game, the season opener,
yes,
this coming Thursday, wear your Tillman jersey. Because I will be in there looking for people wearing Tillman jerseys, and I'm going to blitz you.
Really?
And you will get your Tillman jersey signed. Every Bears game I go to, I look for people who wear Tillman jerseys, and I just walk up to them and sign. I'm like, hey, man, I really appreciate you wearing my jersey.
Really?
I think that's the coolest thing ever. Oh, yeah. I just walk up to them and sign it. So I'll have Sharpies with me.
That's fantastic.
I'll take a picture with you. I just, yeah, man. I'm from a small town, Cobbs Cove, Texas. I never thought people would be wearing my jersey. I still think that's the coolest thing. It's my way of saying thank you for me being your favorite player or just buying the jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my way of saying thank you. I really appreciate that. So all you Bear fans out there, if you're wearing a Bear, if you have a Tillman jersey and you're going to the Bears game, wear it. Even if you don't go to the game, I'll be out there signing autographs. If I see you, I will come up and sign your jersey.
He will sign it.
There's no line. If you might just be walking, and I'm gonna just blitz you. I'm gonna walk up to you and just start signing your jersey. So don't get freaked out. I'm not mugging you or anything like that. You're not getting robbed. It's just I'm just signing your jersey. And I just, hey man, I appreciate you.
Well, Peanut, when you say blitz, I feel like you're gonna tackle people that have your jersey on. That's my
I scare people all the time. So I might try to scare you real quick. I'm gonna, a blitz scare, but I'm definitely not taking nobody to the ground. I'm old now. Can't do that no more.
Peanut, as a player, how big is Thursday Night Football a week from today? Bears Packers kicking off the 100th NFL season. The Bears need to make a statement on national TV.
Yes, they do. One, because it's the 100th season, but mainly because it's Green Bay.
Right!
That's why we got to make the statement.
Yes!
Now, this isn't the Green Bay Bears-Packers rivalry from, like, the dang 1920s and the 40s and the 50s. This is, hey, Aaron, what's going on? Hey, Khalil, what's up, baby? How you feeling? How's the fam? How's the kids? How's the mom? How's the, you can have a little nice pep talk before the game with and chat it up with the guys on the other side of the field. But once the whistle blows and they kick the ball off, oh man. I'm trying to take you to a dark place you don't want to go.
Oh man. I'm married to a Packer fan, so I get it. The trash talking has already started. It's been going.
Oh man. You should make a bet. Hey, if I win, you got to, give me a foot massage for a week.
Now you're talking.
Or
I like
something,
that.
Something like that. Uh-huh. And vice versa. If she went on, she can't win. She ain't gonna win. Yeah. Just tell her she ain't gonna win. Just tell her sorry.
A little something.
Tell her I said I'm sorry. She's a Packer fan.
Right. Absolutely. Peanut Tillman again, the website is row4kids.org. He takes off on Monday. He's rowing from St. Joseph, Michigan to Chicago. And by the way, how is your family doing? How are the four kids? How's Jackie? Jackie does everything.
Jackie, you are right, sir. She does everything. She's the glue. And as you know, I'm sure as your wife is the glue. The women, they run the house. They keep it. I do everything. I run everything outside the house. They run everything inside the house.
Right.
She is the captain of this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
I just find my place and I know what I'm doing. But she is amazing. She's well. I just put my kids to bed. They're all well. I have a 13, 11, a 10, and a 6-year-old.
Man.
They keep me busy. I'm a doober. I'm a dad Uber. I just drive them around when they get out of school, all their activities. But they're healthy, and they're well. They're blessed.
That's awesome, man. You're a good man. It's great to talk to you again. And break a leg on Monday, and we'll see you at the Bear-Packer game a week from today, okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, brother. That is Peanut Tillman, number 33. It's 720 WGN.